You threw me with that little sunshine. I just...
There's a ray or two out there.
This is where I would tell Craig, it's more like daylight. That's what I would just tell him, daylight.
Isn't that sunshine?
No, it's not the same thing. It can't be the same thing.
All right.
Sunshine has more...
It seems like a very optimistic approach there, I'm just saying.
Well,
sunshine's happy.
Well, it is. I think that is more of an optimistic approach. Daylight, daylight just means you won't bump into anything and you don't...
All right.
It's daylight. I don't know about sun.
But daylight is created by the sunshine. This is like a chicken egg thing. I feel we're starting here.
I don't know. I suppose. Now we can talk about the sun. S-O-N, as opposed to S-U-N, if we want to talk a little bit about that. We have with us from Church of the Open Door, Don Denovic joins us. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
So, do you think it's sun? Is it sunshine? Is it daylight?
It's heavenly sunshine.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Very good.
You can decide whether it's the U or the O in there.
All right. Exactly. Well, we have you in this morning because coming up for the month of January on three Mondays beginning January 8th, so the 8th, the 15th, and 22nd, the Church of the Open Doors hosting a conversation, it's called, The Opioid Epidemic, What is the Role of the Church? Let's talk, I guess, what do you think, what is the role of the church in an epidemic situation like this? This one specifically, I guess.
Well, I think that's one of the things that we want to try to determine. What is the role that the church should play? And personally, I believe that we need to step up and do quite a bit more than what we are doing as a church, as a whole. You know, we're supposed to love people, and these people going through this opioid epidemic, you know, it's not just opioids, any kind of drug, alcohol, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. What matters is we're talking about your sons, your daughters. It could be your mother. It could be your father. It could be your grandchild. And, you know, that's how you need to look at it. It's not somebody else's problem. It's our problem individually, as a family, and as a community, because it definitely makes an impact on what goes on in our community, which is why the very first week we have the county sheriff, Bill Stamiti, and the coroner speaking. They are going to let us know exactly how bad it is, and it is. It's bad.
They will give us the cold, hard facts.
Yes.
And the truth, which with the coroner, he's there because someone has died. And that's really what the crisis ultimately causes, becomes for a lot of people. What made you decide, I think this is something that we want to have these conversations together, and what do you, you call them conversations, so what kind of do you hope also to come out of something?
I call them conversations because I've actually asked everybody that's involved in this to give us their input on what they think the church could do better than what we are doing. There are churches out there that are trying to do everything they can do, but I think as a whole, we need to do a much better job. Again, it's our kids we're talking about here.
When you have the church doing something, is it as an outreach? Is it providing sort of a safety net in certain situations that may be the cause for some of this addiction, which we are focusing on opioids, but obviously alcohol or other types of things like that? I mean, you have people from the Primary Purpose Treatment Center coming up, also other types of treatment centers.
Right.
We've been talking about this. Is still trying to get the word out to understand it? More than conversations, there's hopefully some kind of a shift or a change that could take place.
Well, I think a lot of it is just like, remember AIDS, HIV, when that first came out, there was this huge fear. And I think we kind of have the same thing with drugs, and people are afraid to get involved. All they see are drug addicts. Okay, I see people, and believe it or not, they are people. They're just like you and I, and we have treatment centers that can help, that are actually overcrowded. Many of them, it's very difficult for anybody to get in. And I struggled to get somebody into one about 3 months ago. And it's hard to find a bed. And that's one of the things that we have to solve as well, is coming up with some other ways of helping these folks out. One of the guys that we interviewed for this that we're going to be playing at the church, in the interview, he says, "We're not bad people." And it's the truth. They're not bad people. The drug is a disease, just like a lot of other diseases, and it makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do under normal circumstances.
That's what we'll find out, obviously, with Sheriff's Committee. He'll talk probably about the crime that increases related to people who are just looking to get the money to buy the drugs.
Absolutely. And I think you're going to discover what I've already heard from the Attorney General, and that is very close to three-quarters of the crime that's committed in our town, in our state, and around the country, almost three-quarters of it is drug-related.
Wow. Is that kind of the ultimate goal? I mean, I know you had mentioned you had some people there would be talking on behalf of some people who may have had the addiction in the past. Is that kind of the idea? Because you hear the stats put out there every day, and obviously we know it's a big problem, but I don't honestly know who's dealt with the addiction to this problem. Is that part of the goal, to put a face on that and say, look, this is happening in our back door?
Absolutely. That's probably the main purpose, you know, awareness. Mm-hmm. of a problem, and is probably the first step somebody needs to take. And until people realize that it's happening right around them and they're actually involved in this, people basically just want to stay clear, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put a bubble around it, so to speak, and also just distance themselves as much as possible.
Well, I kind of did the same thing myself. I got pulled into this, and I don't actually mean pulled, but I got into this about 3 years ago because a mother called the church and wanted somebody to go pray with her son who was dying from dirty needles. He had a blood disease that he picked up, and he actually ended up getting better and better, and I was with him. I went to visit him almost every single day. And he and I got to be very close, and I'm like a father to him. And at the same time, I was starting to work with the Timothy House. I was starting to take a van from the church, go pick up the guys and take them to church, get them involved. They invited me to an outing that they had, a picnic. And I went, and I was kind of afraid because I was meeting up with addicts. You know, I've never done this before. So I get there, and there's like four or five guys that just come running out to me and shake my hand. And I just said to myself, these guys are just like me. Mm-hmm. They're not any different than I am. And it's like the fear just washed away. And it's then that I realized that you know, I didn't realize up until then that I had just totally steered clear of it, but in fact I had. It's great to love people that you work with, that you go to church with, and that you play with. It's a little bit harder to love a prostitute, a drug addict, an alcoholic. I even hate the word addict now. I mean, I absolutely hate the word because it's not a nice word anymore.
Well, it dehumanizes, but it gives a label that's not really, it seems like an occupation. It almost becomes like that, sort of identified with somebody,
right,
as part of what it
right.
is. But of course, and we're speaking with Don Denovic this morning from the Church of the Open Door. They do have a 3-week series of conversations beginning January 8th. It's be on Monday the 8th, 15th, 22nd, around 6:30 in the evening for about 90 minutes or so. And they have different folks from the people who are, what I would use the terms, on the front line, those from law enforcement, as you mentioned, those in the coroner's office who sees these people, other people in the court systems. You know, what do we do with these people?
Can I say something here?
Sure.
The second week, you might notice that Tom Stuber, the president of LACADA, is going to be our main guest speaker that evening. And Tom is going to give a presentation that I think will blow you away, because it certainly did me. He goes through the different steps of addiction. He explains it very, very clearly, how somebody like you or I might mm-hmm. just start and take something once, or even be in a hospital and be given something just once or twice, and you walk out of there and you're addicted to it. You can't get the scripts anymore. So what do? You start buying the street drugs. But he explains the different steps as well, how they move from shame and anger, you know, from what they're doing, to stealing, robbery, doing things they would have never dreamed of doing in their lifetime had they not got hooked on this drug.
When you have these conversations, are you looking for people who are coming to this to sort of, I guess, get educated and then try to act upon it, do something beyond just these meetings? Is there going to be things that you're going to, obviously many of these organizations probably do need manpower, mm-hmm. those people that maybe can volunteer or maybe just sort of maybe know how to interrupt that sequence that you talked about.
Yeah. Well, I'm even excited about Judge Maraldi coming in on the third week and talking about the local drug court, which is making an impact in our community here. First of all, I want to educate. But secondly, what I'm hoping will happen once everybody hears these different guests from different backgrounds with different things to say, I want them to go back to their church and talk to people in their church and try to figure out how they might come alongside and help these folks out. And it could be something simple. And again, there are churches out there, you know, doing things. But again, there's got to be a way that people attending a church, say their sons or daughters, or it could be anybody, they need to be able to know that they can go to somebody and talk about it and try to get some help, even within the church. So what I'm hoping is people will go back to their individual churches and try to think about it some more and figure out ways that they can step out and help.
Well, when you mobilize a congregation, there's lots that can be done. There's most nothing that can't be done. We see how they feed hungry people, how they help some of the people that maybe, especially on days like today where there's heat and cold issues, where they might be able to provide shelter or do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another one of those callings to kind of help out other people. But sometimes you're almost, it's within your own family perhaps, or somebody you know.
Absolutely. And again, and a church is people.
Well, you're correct. That's exactly right.
It's not the walls. It's people.
And as you mentioned before, how these addicts are people, and they're the ones that need the help, and in whatever way. And with the law enforcement, we've had different panels that have come on to talk about the different parts of it, you know, the illegality of it, the medical part of it, how your brain chemistry might be changing because of this, and all the different things. And so as you talk about education, is always something that we can never get enough of, and you can get a lot of those with the conversations, again, coming up January 8th, 15th, 22nd at the Church of the Open Door at West Ridge and 113 there on Telegraph Road. And if people want to find out more about this event or get involved or know who's coming on particular nights, what's the best way for them to get the information?
they can always call the church, 323-4644, and the calls will be directed to me.
All right. Just to let them know that you're looking to talk about the role of the church, the opioid epidemic, mm-hmm. the conversations that are coming up. Our guest this morning, again, Don Denovic joining us. Thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
your time. Thank you, sir, for having me.
It is coming up on 829 at WEOL.
2018 will be a critical year for Apple and its crown jewel, the iPhone.